CRI News, this is Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has called for concerted and coordinated efforts to usher in a second golden decade for BRICS cooperation. Xi Jinping has made the call at a welcome banquet for heads of state and government attending the BRICS summit and the dialogue of emerging markets and developing countries in southeastern China's coastal city of Xiamen. Leaders of Egypt, Guinea, Mexico, Thailand, and Tajikistan are to attend the dialogue of emerging markets and developing countries scheduled for Tuesday along with leaders of the five BRICS countries. The ninth BRICS summit is on from Sunday to Tuesday, with China holding the BRICS presidency this year. Russian President Vladimir Putin has stressed the importance of developing close relations with Egypt in all fields. Putin also lauds the increase in bilateral trade by 14%. Putin and his Egyptian counterpart, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, have met on the sidelines of the ninth BRICS summit held in China. Nearly 70,000 people have been moved to higher ground ahead of tropical storm Mawar, which made landfall in Guangdong overnight. Heavy rains are pounding numerous cities in the path of Mawar, including Dongguan and Shantou, as well as cities to the west of the storm, including Zhuhai and Shenzhen. Authorities in Zhuhai have shut down all the schools as a result of the storm. Guangdong's provincial flood control headquarters is warning of flooding and landslides. Mawar is the third storm to make landfall in Guangdong over the last 2 weeks, following typhoons Heito and Pakar. Volkswagen and its joint venture in China, FAW and SAIC, have been forced to recall over 1.8 million vehicles in China over potentially defective fuel pumps. The domestically produced Megaton, as well as the new Passat models, as well as certain imported models of Megaton and Volkswagen CCs, are being recalled. Chinese quality supervisors are warning a module on the engine pumps could fail, leading to potential stalling. The recall is set to get underway on December 25th. China-Malaysia Port Alliance has accepted five new members, as both countries are seeking bigger trade volume. The five port authorities, including two from China and three from Malaysia, were added to the 16-member organization, bringing the total number of members to 21. Liu Peng, with China's transport ministry, said the alliance has become a platform for ports from both sides to share information and learn from each other. Malaysia's transport minister said the port alliance's formation could pave the way for cooperation in various disciplines, such as port studies, training, and apprenticeship. China-Malaysia Port Alliance was established in 2015 in a bid to facilitate connectivity under the Belt and Road Initiative. Kenya's electoral body has set October 17th for a repeat of presidential elections following the directive from the Supreme Court on Friday last week. The Independence Electoral and Boundaries Commission says there shall be no fresh nominations for the new election. Kenya's Supreme Court annulled the presidential elections held on August 8. Delegates from African countries are hoping to attract more Chinese investment at the ongoing 11th China Northeast Asia Expo in Changchun. A variety of collaborative projects from such countries as Ethiopia, Kenya, and Zambia have been presented at the expo. The projects covered various fields ranging from machinery and construction to grain and dairy processing. Susan Njoba from Kenya Investment Authority said Chinese invested projects generate more job opportunities than companies from other countries. The representative also hoped Chinese firms will expand their presence into the processing of agricultural products and light manufacturing. China has become an important investor in Africa over the past decade, with a total investment of over $100 billion. Bilateral trade has also witnessed remarkable growth over the same period, surging by 20% annually. To celebrate the first month anniversary of the birth of a rare baby panda, a zoo in central France released footage showing him from the day of his birth onwards. At birth, the pink hairless male weighed 142 grams, tiny compared to its 86-kilogram mother, Huan Huan. She bore twins, but the firstborn was too weak to survive. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.